Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara. As always, proudly broadcasting here in at Dead Lizard Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida, for the Central Florida Homebrewers General Membership Meeting. And now with me today is Mr. Jeff Hyder, who is the owner and head brewer of Hyder Head Brewery in DeLand, Florida, who is here as our special guest talking at a little presentation. We want to kind of have the spirit of that in this interview, condense it down to about 10, 15 minutes here. And you talked about, Jeff, this is so, you know, interesting. This is so important. Unfortunately, I think no one really knows about it. It's natural beer carbonation through spunding. Yes. And first of all, you know, what is spunding and why is it so important?
Yeah, so I want to thank you first to just the fact that you guys had me here. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Really nice welcome, and I just can't be happier. So I really appreciate that first. Natural carbonation. All right. So in the UK, they've been doing this for literally 1,000 years. America, for some reason, has decided to force carbonate their beer. It's not been done that way ever. So my little presentation here, which, you know, humbly I appreciate you letting me do, it talks about the importance of that. The importance of that is that it makes really, really good beer. It adds a creaminess, small bubbles, beautifulness to your beer that's been done for a long time in the UK, especially Germany. So brewers out there that are listening need to remember, everything you put in your beer makes your beer taste like that. So that's something that I learned at taking classes with a German a brewer. So that's so important. So if CO2 smells bad coming out of a tank and you put it in your beer, it's going to make your beer taste like the CO2. So if you naturally carbonate your beer, the beautiful smell that the natural CO2 comes out is going to taste or smell, your beer is going to smell and taste like that beautiful flowery smell that comes out of there. It's a beautiful thing. And I didn't invent it. I'm not a genius. I just happened to learn this from the way they brew in Germany, and I'm like, wow, I'm so privileged to know this. So I just wanted to spread that, help the home brewers to know that, and see if they can do that.
So, Jeff, we did have a chance to try some of your Hyder Head beer. Excellent. So all your beer then is done with this spunding then?
Yes, absolutely. We do not force carbonate any beer. We do it with pressure. Our tanks hold. We bought all our fermentation tanks from Germany. We use Braumaster. If you want to buy that, that's okay. But we love that company. They've been supportive all along the way. Never had an issue, so we didn't really have to call them for anything. No breakdown issues at all. They'll hold 30 pounds of pressure. So we ferment everything, hold it to 22 pounds of pressure in the spunding valve, and in 10 to 12 days, we have perfect beer ready to pour as soon as it's done fermenting.
Now, the big question is, we know how you do it, and I know a lot of our listeners are saying, okay, this spunding sounds great. Now, what do I do? How do I go about it? How does a home brewer such as my dad and myself convert from priming sugar to this?
Okay, so more beer actually has a little spunding valve that you can buy. Now, I'm not promoting more beer.
Right.
But because I made my own little pop-off valve, if you will, little spunding valve on the top of a Chapman tank. It's a stainless steel tank, 8 gallon. Then I drilled a hole through it, put washers on both sides, and made my own spunding valve when I was homebrewing. And what happened was you could control it. Now, a Chapman tank will only hold like 7 or 8 pounds of pressure. So a homebrewer can do that, hold 7 pounds of pressure. You just need more time. So after 30 days, you'll still have a fully carbonated beer. I do it faster because I'm in the commercial business. So I bought the $15,000 tanks that hold the pressure. But for a home brewer, you can do it with a little Chapman tank. They're like $100, and you can add that. It's already got the hole drilled in the top for you. You don't have to worry about that. And it will release the pressure and do everything you need. Just you have to let it ferment for a full month.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, as far as expense, is this something when you convert over to this spunding, is there a lot more expense or less expense? Or?
Well, you won't need a CO2 tank ever.
There you go.
Yeah, only to push your beer out if you have a tap system. So we do that at the brewery. So we have a CO2 tank that sits there that pushes the beer out of the kegs that we already have carbonated naturally into the glass. So the little 2 pounds of CO2 that's pushing the beer out does not affect the natural carbonation. So it would take at least, 3 months or so before 2 pounds of pressure would absorb in the beer. And we sell so much beer, it's never there for more than a week. So under that kind of pressure. So it doesn't affect that.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, how much, more time does it take? The whole brewing process with this spunding then?
It's actually quicker.
Oh, it's quicker. There you go.
Yeah. It's a better process, and it's an ancient process, and it is actually saves you time and money, because you won't need you won't force carbonate your beer, so you don't need to refill that CO2 tank. You will need a CO2 to, if you have a tap system, push the beer out, but you won't need to carbonate your beer anymore.
Oh, so yeah, this sounds really cool, Jeff. And so do you have, we've got a sheet here. Do you have somewhere where you've got more information on your website, or is there's good places people can go to get more information on this? Or
We're building an extra page on our website to talk about that at hiderhead.com. Really, if you Google natural carbonation, the internet is almost totally devoid of any information. In the UK, it's the standard practice. And if you tell someone in a convention or at a over in Germany or anywhere, you force carbonate, they will not know what you're talking about because they do it naturally. And it's just been the standard. So I'm going to post some of this information, have a new page on my website. But unfortunately, it's almost impossible to get this information. That's why I'm going around talking about this and trying to help some people to make really good beer, because I believe that's the goal, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. So you mentioned that you're going around to different places and promoting this, and yeah, we encourage everyone listening to promote this too. Okay, Jeff, I was saying, we're going to be visiting you hopefully soon, at the brewery, and we'll talk more about the brewery. But before we go, we just want to kind of talk a little bit about your, brewery here, little preview, and, as far as when you started and a little bit about what you're doing.
Okay, great. So before we go into that a little bit, according to Brewers Magazine, I'm one of only 6 brewers in the whole United States that ferment their brew under pressure.
Oh.
So we recapture the beer. It's growing in popularity. I'm sure by the time I'm talking to you now, there's probably 8.
Right.
There's more and more doing this. And because they realize, oh my gosh, this has been going on for 1,000 years in the UK. Something is missing in the United States. So, but we started in September 11th, 2020. We opened the doors. I'm It just happened to be September 11th.
Right.
It was such an incredible day. We're right next to the DeLand Fire Department, and a few of those guys wear kilts. They play bagpipes outside and during the day. So we're a Scottish brewery. We're all themed that way. And these guys, as soon as we opened up, they all came in that day. It was amazing. They all loved the brewery. They were, you know, they were playing bagpipes. It was a tremendous, amazing day that we opened. And so since then, we've really tried to hold true to the Scottish theme and brew like they do in the UK.
Okay. And finally, Jeff, you have a haggis beer special or haggis, a glass of beer?
We serve haggis. We have a.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
I make it myself based on my mom's recipe.
Great.
We serve haggis. It's a beautiful. We have a restaurant license, so we do food.
Oh, great.
But haggis is served on a toasted bun,
right,
not in a sheep's stomach.
Okay.
In case people have an aversion to that.
Yeah.
We serve it on a toasted bun with cheese and sauerkraut. Mm. It's really good.
Okay, maybe I'll try one when we come there. Okay, Jeff, any final thoughts or anything else about Spunding or the brewery? Or?
No, I really appreciate people coming out. It's really nice. We've been packed, busy for the last 2 years. It's been an amazing, amazing adventure. We just signed up with Wayne Dench to distribute all through Orlando, so... I expect our business to continue growing, and I really appreciate you doing this podcast and appreciate me being here. I'm just really humbled by that. Thank you so very, very much.
Sure, my pleasure. And one last question. You said that you're have a six-barrel system.
Yes.
You know how many pints of beer is in six barrels?
Oh my God. It's 180 gallons. I'd have to do the math real quick. 128 ounces per gallon. I don't know.
That's right, all right.
Off the
just,
top
just
of my head.
Just thought that PD. But yeah, sure. My pleasure, Jeff. Okay, my guest has been Jeff Hyder from Hyderhead Brewery talking about Spunding and his brewery today. You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara as we are here at Dead Lizard Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida. For the Central Florida Homebrewers General Membership Meeting, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.